To the border now, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott today unveiled more plans to resume building a wall along the southern border with Mexico. And his project is getting some support from other states now. News Nation correspondent Marky Martin is live for us in Texas with more on today's announcement. Marky.
Hey, good evening, Marnie. Yeah, this has been the talk of Texas this week. Governor Greg Abbott vowing to finish or at least continue what President Trump started, and that is the border wall. And today, he laid out his game plan.
Laying out his vision for a Texas-Mexico border wall, Governor Greg Abbott announcing the project is already underway, with state agencies seeking out state land and private landowners willing to lend their own.
Is it the combination of state land as well as volunteer land will yield hundreds of miles to build a border wall in Texas.
Wednesday's highly anticipated announcement coming after repeated proposals from the governor to beef up border security, not only a wall, but also arrests and jail time for migrants illegally crossing over.
It's so bad down there that the Texas governor is going to take something that should be the responsibility of the United States and pay for it himself.
Abbott's efforts garnering support.
So today we're here to announce that the state of Florida is answering the call. Florida is going to support Texas and Arizona.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis deploying law enforcement from a dozen agencies to fortify the border. But there's also opposition and doubt.
Local law enforcement is not tasked with handling federal immigration laws.
Within the last 24 hours, a trip to the southern border materializing for the Texas governor.
And today we celebrate an extraordinary milestone, the completion of the promised 450 miles of border wall.
Not with the current president, but rather former President Donald Trump. The joint trip at the end of June, likely to beat out a U.S. border visit from President Biden and Vice President Harris.
To the White House to have.
At the White House today, a delegation of Texas Democrats meeting with the vice president to discuss voting rights. No mention of the border was made. Political experts reminding Texans that statewide elections are just around the corner.
It gets positive media attention to Republican leaders on an issue that's important to leaders, and it also allows them an opportunity to fundamentally criticize Democrats in an area that they have underperformed on.
And the governor admitting today he has no idea yet how much this wall will cost. But yesterday, in a podcast, revealing he wanted to crowdfund this and that he would provide a link to Texans and people all over the world who wanted to donate to this wall. And we can tell you as of this afternoon, that link is now live. Rob.
Marky Martin, thank you very much.